David Hillis' office at the University of Texas contains books, deer skulls, not surprising for a biology professor and avid hunter. But then there's this.
Okay, I can show this little specimen. This is just a little juvenile salamander that is actually of an undescribed species from out in West Texas.
This is the man who discovered the four Central Texas salamanders that are now the center of so much attention. He's worked on identifying salamanders for 25 years, and apparently he's just getting started.
So you know that it's a new species that hasn't yet been formally given a name. But it's one that we're currently working on. It occurs out in far west Texas.
That's interesting. So you just have an unknown species laying around your office.
Well, that's right.
Hillis' discoveries are all science to him, but they've landed the little critters right in the middle of a political quagmire. When it comes to the battle over what's an endangered species, the script generally writes itself. The government proposes adding new animals to the list. Business interests and landowners fight the proposal, fearing the financial impact. Environmentalists rally around the critters, arguing for sustainability. Now, all that brings us to a scene like this.
This is a public hearing under Section 4 of the Federal Endangered Species Act. Notice of the
It's a Wednesday night in Round Rock, Texas, in Williamson County. A suburban Austin community in the second fastest growing metro region of the country. Hundreds of people are packed in a nondescript convention center just off the interstate. They're there to talk salamanders with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Most of the people here oppose listing the creatures. Valerie Covey is a Williamson County commissioner.
Adequate time should be given to a decision like this that would have grave economic impacts, not just to private developers, but also to the county, cities, and even school districts.
Though there are rare voices in favor from people like Greg Nazer, a member of a local Sierra Club group.
In Central Texas, we no longer have bison, pronghorn antelope, red wolves, or mountain lions. So I'm here supporting the listing of four finger-sized salamanders, each of which weighs less than a quarter. Why? Because that's what we have left.
And you can expect to hear a lot more of these debates in Texas over the next few years, as a glut of species are up for review by Fish and Wildlife for classification as endangered. The reason is a legal settlement reached last year between the service and conservation groups. The groups charged Fish and Wildlife with dragging its feet on classifying the animals. In the settlement, the service agreed to propose 251 species for endangered status over the next 6 years, says Adam Zarenner, the Austin Field Office Supervisor for Fish and Wildlife.
So, you know, what you're seeing now is the service going through that work plan nationwide as part of that settlement agreement.
To give you a sense of how that increases possible endangered animals listings, in the past 10 years, an average of about 13 species were listed as endangered annually across the whole country. Among the 251 species included in the settlement, 21 animals and plants are in Texas. Zarenner says once a species is proposed for listing, the clock starts ticking.
Per that nationwide settlement agreement, these salamanders, they had to be looked at, you know, this fiscal year and then have to be finalized next year.
And notice he said finalized, not listed as endangered. Earlier this year, another species that was proposed as part of the settlement, the Dunes sagebrush lizard, did not end up on the list after an outcry from oil companies and ranchers in West Texas, not to mention conservative Texas politicians. Now it looks like it's the salamander's turn.
I still am here in trying to be a cooperative member of Congress. I can also be an uncooperative member of Congress.
Texas Representative John Carter, who spoke at the public hearing in Round Rock, has already filed a bill with Senator John Cornyn to block the listing of the salamanders. Now, not all the Texas species proposed for listing will draw the same level of opposition, but many, like the lesser prairie chicken and two species of fish in East Texas, likely will. Add to that the new species that are still being discovered, and the debate over endangered species and how to save them in Texas is just getting started. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchelle.